Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Adonai Eloheinu, the Lord our God. Adonai Elohim, the Lord God. Jehovah Cherub, the Lord the Sword. Hear the trumpet call, the King is coming. Child of God, would you enjoy with me? Enjoy the sound of the shofar with me. Would you enjoy the call of the shofar with me? It is a call to gather the people, and I am in no way going to even attempt to give any kind of teaching on the shofar right now. The shofar is a wonderful instrument, and there is a plethora, an abundance of teaching, good Jewish teaching, that you can feast on or look up on the internet. But I just want to share with you what the Lord said to me this morning. He said, enjoy the blessing of the shofar. I had to look it up. I knew about the shofar, no doubt, but the Lord said, shofar blessing. I didn't know this, that there was actually a shofar blessing. And again, there is a plethora, there is an abundance of rich Jewish knowledge that you can feast on and look up on the internet. I just feel very humbled that He spoke the words, shofar blessing, into my spirit. It echoed through me. Hallelujah. And I found the following short wording on myjewishlearning.com. And please, please forgive my mispronunciation. I wouldn't even attempt to say this word because I have godly reverential fear for God's word. But I only attempt it because the Lord gave it to me in my ignorance. So on myjewishlearning.com, it says, the Shehekiyanu is a blessing that expresses gratitude for new or special experiences. This is the time for the new thing. Now is the time for the new thing. So the Lord has had me announce it for many, many weeks now. So the Shehekiyanu is a blessing that expresses gratitude for new or special experiences. The sound of the shofar is for such a time as this. The new thing is here, and the angelic host has been released to back it up. The new thing is here. Nothing of the old remains. Nothing that is worldly should remain. You are a trumpet. You be a shofar. You make a sound that heralds in the blessing of the Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for letting us hear the sound of the shofar and the blessing it carries. It echoes, radiates through us. Saints of God, let the sound of the shofar echo and radiate through you. Be a part of the sound that is going around the world. Be a trumpet that the Lord can use. Can you ask with me, Lord Jesus, let your sound come from our bellies, Lord. Out of our bellies, let streams of living water flow. Let us be a part of the godly sound that echoes around the world. Don't just let that shofar be in the background. Let God's Holy Spirit rise up within you from your belly and let out a sound, your sound, that will wake the dead. Yes, you heard me. Wake the dead. The Lord commands you. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Open your mouth and wake up the dead. Open your mouth and wake up the deaf. Open your mouth and wake up the lame. Open your mouth and wake up the sleeping Christians that are around you. Revival is for us, not for the new believer. Revival begins in those who had Jesus but have fallen asleep. You can only revive something that was once there. Wake up, O sleeper. So be revived and go bring in the harvest. Be revived and let Holy Spirit use you to bring in, to usher in the new. Break up your fallow ground. My brother, my sister, child of God, break up your fallow ground. Hosea chapter 10 verse 12 says, break up your uncultivated ground, for it is time to seek and search diligently for the Lord. I feel as though I am speaking to some of you in particular right now. Break up the part of your heart that you have covered over and said, the word of the Lord is never going to hurt me again. At one time, the Lord put his finger on a sore spot in your life and you didn't want to deal with it. So it remains covered. It festers and cannot heal. That is not the teaching behind the scripture. That was just a word for someone that the Lord wanted me to say. So Hosea chapter 10 verse 12 is a command, a declaration. Break up your uncultivated ground, for it is time to seek and search diligently for the Lord. It speaks for itself. Yeshua HaMashiach, the Anointed One, we say thank you. Thank you, thank you for the chance to praise you, El Shaddai, to worship you, Almighty God, for such a time as this is a time of worship. We will never be the same again. And just as a bride is hot and passionate for her husband, allow me to encourage us to be hot and passionate for our Jesus, not lukewarm, lest we be spewed out. I declare the trumpet call. The King is coming. The King is coming. Now, I would like to ask you, if you cannot declare that your King is coming, if you would like to invite Jesus into your heart and life to be your Lord and your Savior, would you say these words with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin and that you rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. I turn away from them. I say I am sorry. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. And I ask, Holy Spirit, fill me completely. Leave no room for the enemy. And Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Amen and amen. And I would like to declare right now that we have a good governor in Ron DeSantis. Florida has a good governor in Ron DeSantis. And would you pray these words with me for Ron DeSantis and his family? Father, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Ron DeSantis and his family. In Jesus' name, amen. And I call President Trump, as he stands in his anointed position of David, Lord, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, for Donald J. Trump and his family. And when all of this is over, it has to be said that no one could have done this but our God. Because as with the United States of America, so with the rest of the world. Now, my brother, my sister, let the word of Almighty God encourage you. I pray over you. Paul's prayer for the Ephesians. Hallelujah. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yahweh, we gladly follow you. Your way, Lord Jesus, not our way, but Yahweh. Now, child of God, let us speak life to your dry bones. To your dry bones. You place your hand on your chest and you say scripture with me. Say, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Hallelujah. And I say, lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. We receive it, Lord. It is ours. Amen. So be it. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you if you said that. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let us lift up our spirits unto the Lord and remember whose we are. Let us remember that we have a wonderful future ahead of us. That is why Satan brings circumstances that would keep us looking earthbound. I believe that is one reason why the Lord has been telling us, get up from the earth, get up from the earth, child of God, get up from the earth. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.